From the Festival of Remembrance to the BBC Proms, the Albert Hall is not just an iconic venue in London, but the globe. It's the home of world-class performances that have gone down in musical history. And one eagerly anticipated fixture is the Mountbatten Festival of Music. I'm Jess Bracey, and over the next hour, I'll bring you highlights from the festival performed by Her Majesty's Mass Bands of the Royal Marines, recorded on the 7th of March in the presence of His Royal Highness Prince Harry. Now, this was his last official engagement as Captain General of the Royal Marines. So join us behind the scenes of the Royal Albert Hall as we hear from the producers and performers of the show, some unforgettable popular and musical favourites, and vignettes from the evening's compere, John Suchet.
Your Royal Highnesses, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Royal Albert Hall for the 2020 Mountbatten Festival of Music.
The first song performed at the 2020 Mountbatten Festival of Music is the Vienna Philharmonic Fanfare. It was written in 1924 by Richard Strauss and arranged specially for the festival by band colour sergeant Gareth Keachie. On stage making his conducting debut is Captain Pete Wooferden. He's the director of the band of Her Majesty's Royal Marines Plymouth, performing along with the Royal Marines bands from Portsmouth, Collingwood, Scotland and the Royal Marines School of Music. Collectively, the massed bands of Her Majesty's Royal Marines.
Thank you.
held in 1972, the Mountbatten Festival of Music showcases just incredible talent and pageantry. It also features a wide range of musical styles, including music from the big screen and superb solo items as well, plus traditional marches and overtures which have proved such a hit with audiences over the years. Bandmaster W01 Simon Tripp says the event has grown massively over half a century.
This festival started 48 years ago, initially just as a band concert. I know it's an amazing venue, but it was very much lights on, lights off. The band sat and did a traditional sort of bandstand concert. And then over the years, we've improved it and moved it on. The vision of a former principal director of music called Lieutenant Colonel Richard Waterer made a step change where he wanted the band service to write the music. He wanted us to produce it and have it as our golden sort of moment in the whole year. And so from there on in, it's really now a West End show. There's no other concert that we do that's quite like this, so we really pull out all the bells and whistles each year for this.
W01 Ivan Hutchinson is the festival's producer and bandmaster. Now, he is someone that knows about every single bell, whistle, guitar, drum, in fact, all the other instruments that make up the master bands of the Royal Marines.
Joined the band service 30 years ago as a solo cornet player, progressed through the ranks and took over from Simon Tripp, took over as core bandmaster in May 2019.
And how long does it take to prepare the event?
So this year we started planning literally 2 weeks after last year's event, so it takes a whole year to plan because it's not just putting on a concert. All the music is written by members of the band service. It's either composed, arranged or reorchestrated for this particular event. The final 2 weeks is where all the big stuff really happens and everything starts to come together.
And I can imagine that's on top of all your usual duties and visits and performances as well.
Indeed, I mean, this is just one gig that we do every year on top of the thousands that we also do throughout the year.
But why is this one so special?
Well, you just have to look at the hall. It's fairly straightforward. I mean, I've been coming here for 30 years and every time I walk into the Royal Albert Hall for the first time every year, you still get that, wow, what a place. And it's just such an iconic place to play. And there's been so many iconic performances over the year. It's just the best venue in the world, simple as that.
Tell us about the band itself. How many musicians you've got within it and how long the set is, etc.?
So the band, we've got around 150 musicians sat on stage. They don't just do the music, so it's not just the people on stage, it's the backstage crew. It's the technical team, it's the lighting team, it's the security team, it's the people selling CDs, pretty much a whole unit event. And it takes an awful amount, a lot of people to put on an event of this scale.
Oh,
The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2020 at the Royal Albert Hall.
Music, entertainment, forces life.
VFBS.
The Forces Station.
Composition Dragon Wing performs at the Royal Albert Hall for the 2020 Mountbatten Festival of Music, featuring the master bands of Her Majesty's Royal Marines. Recorded on the 7th of March, I'm Jess Bracey, and ahead of the 48th Festival, I was very fortunate to go on a special tour of this historic venue. WO1 Simon Tripp took me past the red velvet rope to a special part of the Albert Hall.
Well, Jess, we're currently sat in the Royal Box at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
And I feel very, very privileged to be here. I can only imagine the royalty that has sat in these chairs.
Indeed, yeah. From the very first building of the building, I think every royal member of the family's been here at some point. So it's quite special.
This year's festival is a very special one because Prince Harry will be in attendance for his last royal engagement.
That's correct. And it's extra special for us because his first official engagement as a Royal Marine, and when he first wore his Royal Marines mess dress, was a year ago at the 2019 festival. And so for this to be his final appearance as a Royal Marine in his Royal Marine mess dress, we're really proud of that, and we're really proud to see him here for that.
We're here watching the rehearsal for the Mountbatten Festival of Music. Tell us about your history with the band.
Wow, so I joined a very long time ago in 1988 as a trombone player when the Royal Marine School of Music was in Deal in Kent. I've had 32 years. I've served in a variety of bands all across the UK, and I've visited countries all around the world as a trombone player. And then I've been a bandmaster for about 13 years now. I've been at WO1 for 10 years, but the last five of which I was the core bandmaster. And then last year I've taken over as the public relations officer of the Royal Marines.
What do you love about the job so much?
I think it's the people, it's the music, it's the places we get to go. It's not a regular 9-to-5 type of job. People always like to see us, so that you always get smiling faces wherever we go. We bring a bit of joy into everybody's day, which is always nice.
Speaking to performers, it's clear that the thrill of performing at the Albert Hall never wears off.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Tom Brock. I'm a French horn player in the Plymouth Band.
And tell us where we are sitting at the moment.
So we're currently on the end of the horn, French horn section in the Albert Hall. Going about second tier up on the stage, viewing out to the audience in the venue.
And I've never been to the Royal Albert Hall before, so to see it is just breathtaking.
It is exactly that, and there's no other way to describe it, really. And when it's a full house, it's even better, and the atmosphere is just electric.
And how many times have you performed here before?
So this is my fourth Mountbatten Festival of Music. It's exactly the same, amazing every time.
And what makes it so special?
I think the work that goes in beforehand, and just the audience absolutely loves it every year. And you really get good feedback from both the audience, and that just makes you want to play better, and it's the best gig you can do.
Tell us about your performance for the festival.
Massively varied programme. We've got things like the traditional marches that we're renowned for on parade. We've also got some kind of modern, more kind of epic movie music, and alongside some more reflective pieces. And obviously, big hit will be the choral drums that they are every year for the crowd.
Indeed, the drums are always such a huge hit with the crowd. WO2 bugler Phil Hawkins is the Corps Bugle Major, and he's leading this year's drum section.
So this is my 23rd year serving with the Royal Marines Band Service. I joined in 1997 as a member of the Corps of Drums, performed at the Mountbatten Festival of Music about 11, 12, 13 times now. And this is the third year where I've been responsible for the choreography and producing the Corps of Drums involvement into the show.
So what does that job involve then?
A lot of meticulous planning, attention to detail, and not leaving any potential mistake before they actually appear. So the team arrive from all over the five bands into Portsmouth, so I only get really one full day to make sure everything's working, all the movement. We don't like to stand still for too long in the concerts. It's always about keeping the audience guessing what's coming next. So my job is making sure that the planning and the actual perception of the play is visually in my head, so I can then get it out into the members of the team.
And the band are just arriving as we speak. Yes. How do you get into practicing such a huge operation like that?
Experience counts a long way into it, but I think it's also the enjoyment of actually every single person, whether they're in training at the minute or they're in their 23rd, 35th year, they're all still doing it, and they all still want to do the best they can. And that's a great organisation to work with and be very much part of.
And I believe you always try and be, you know, steal the limelight with the drums.
Yeah, it's an inside joke with my directors of music that it doesn't matter how long we're on for, we try and steal the show. We're told by the band we always steal the show. We've got a bit of a smile on our face, but actually in-house, I want to do what I can to steal the show.
We'll be right back. The drum section performing Forgotten Army. Now, this year's festival reflected on a number of standout anniversaries. John Suchet focused on a key milestone in the Corps history.
Now, this year marks the 80th anniversary of the formation of the Commandos. After World War II, the role and training were assumed solely by the Royal Marines. Although 80 years have passed, the Commando spirit, the ethos, values and training have remained unchanged. Always at the forefront of innovation, the Royal Marines are currently developing the next generation commando, equipped and configured to meet contemporary threats. So, with Hans Zimmer's music, taken appropriately from the motion picture Gladiator, specially arranged by the Corps Bandmaster, Warrant Officer 1, Bandmaster Ivan Hutchinson, the massed bands now pay tribute to the past, present, and future Commando Force.
Thank you.
Whilst music is the passion and priority of the band members, their day-to-day duties are still very much as Royal Marines, including operational deployments.
My name is Corporal Bugler Dave Nevatt from the Royal Marines Band Portsmouth. Well, it was a childhood ambition. My dad was in the army, so I went to all the Royal tournaments at Earl's Court. It was one day from the sort of the age of five, I'm going to be that drummer in the white helmet. In 2003, I deployed to Iraq. I was working then with the Commander Logistics Regiment, and we went out as chemical decontamination specialists, which two of the bands now will adopt that role in an R2 role on standby and readiness. We spent 4 months in Iraq in the desert. Thankfully, there was no chemical decontamination to do. So we were, you know, the pool of manpower just gets utilised in other places. So convoy driving, resupply and things like that, working in sort of a logistical role.
I'm Band Corporal Mark Upton. Today I'll be principal trumpet player up on stage. I joined the Royal Marines School of Music in 1997. I passed out in 99, went down to Limpston Band. It was my first band. I was then deployed in Iraq and Cyprus in 2007. So I've seen active sort of service.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Jace Bertram. I'm the Principal Director of Music, Royal Marines.
I fancied a military career.
I was thinking at the time it would be brief. I fancied a career with the Royal Marines. It was shortly after the Falklands War and the Royal Marines were all over. I'd been a musician for years, and the Royal Marines Band Service seemed to be the absolute obvious choice.
What have been some of the highlights so far for you?
Crikey, that's really interesting. I was fortunate to spend some of my time as a pianist on the Royal Britannia. Operational tours have always been interesting. Musically, it's the small events that you do for a community that wouldn't see live music and therefore really appreciate it that much more. And performances for troops. You know, when we're out doing an operational role, we'll take our instruments and we'll provide music and we'll make music for all sorts of purposes, not least of which is, you know, morale. For those also on operations. The fact that it's personnel doing that from the armed forces is really important, and my experience in Afghanistan was that it's the people who are making the music are also the people, in our case, working with the medical, Joint Force Medical Group. So we weren't parachuted in playing music and then disappeared off again. We were there on ops with everybody else and playing music, and therefore we were more accepted, I think, by our deployed troops.
Hello darkness, my old. Talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. The night and touch the sound.
silence.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
The Mountbatten Festival of Music at the Royal Albert Hall.
Now, one instantly recognisable instrument that runs through all military music is the bugle. It's a symbol of togetherness, communication, and commonly used at ceremonial occasions. Corporal Dave Navat has been with the band for more than 20 years.
Some of the big highlights for me were the 2013 Royal British Legion Festival Remembrance, being selected for the solo bugling last post, and to be a mass band solo bugler on two occasions, one for the RM350 year, and then last year, quite poignant for myself, with the 4-7 Commando veterans celebrating D-Day 75, to be on the stage doing sort of solo sunset with the guys, that the veterans that I know personally. I've been working with the association and the veterans for over 20 years. Sadly, now we're watching them sort of cross the bar, for want of a better word. They're the sort of the celebrities and the legends. They're the guys that that I do this for, really.
Your role as a bugle player, the amazing performances that you've done, is there a lot of pressure? Because I always watch it on TV going, oh, I can only imagine how terrifying that must be sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. The age-old gag for seeing buglers that are performing under pressure or have big solos to do is the pat on the back and no pressure, don't want any bum notes, mate. You know, the training that we do is second to none, and the mental preparation that we go through is sort of second to none. And then you learn your own tactics and your own little things that you do. I have little rituals, you know, before I go on stage if I've got a big pressure gig to do. So it's turning that sort of the nerves and the fear into sort of enjoyment, excitement, and the urge to get out and perform, rather than, oh my God, I'm really nervous. You know, it's a hard one. So we've got guys that will suffer with nerves and guys that are really, really confident. You know, so, but my mindset is the gig is the gig, be it five people at a small family funeral or, as it was in last November, 90,000 people at Wembley Stadium. The output is the same. It's just creating that mindset.
A theme of green ran through this year's festival, marking 80 years of the Royal Commandos. And from green sleeves to evergreen, each composition was performed with a twist. One particularly breathtaking rendition was that of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, originally written in 1939 for the Hollywood classic The Wizard of Oz. Over the Rainbow is synonymous with legendary female artists. And although some of the music performed by the Royal Marines dates all the way back to 1664, it wasn't until the late 20th century that women were allowed to join the band. Rachel Wright was one of the first, and she still remains with the band to this day.
My dad was in the Royal Marines band for 40 years. He was a bugler. And then my two brothers, my oldest brother was the corps bugle major and my younger brother is now a bugle major of School of Music.
Tell us about your history.
Well, I joined up in the first troop of girls in 1992. There was 10 of us at the beginning and I'm the last one standing, basically.
To be one of the very first females to join the band, what was that moment like for you?
It was a bit difficult at the beginning because obviously coming into a male-dominated environment, it's a bit daunting, but at the time, I don't think you realise how daunting it is. It's only when you reflect on it, it's like quite scary when you think, oh, did I do that? But I'm glad I did it, because it's, like you say, it's a bit of history as well. And I'm still here, so can't be that bad, can it? There's a lot of girls, you know, compared to what it used to be. And I think for anyone who wants a career, it doesn't have to just be for a man. It can be a woman as well, because musicians are musicians, aren't they?
I am musician Izzy Hughes, currently at the Royal Marines School of Music. I've just started my training.
This is your very first gig with the band.
Yeah, it's only actually joined the job in September to do my basic training, then joined the Royal Marines School of Music in January, so I've only actually been doing music with the job for about 7 weeks.
So starting on a high then, first gig at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, I can't wait. Last year I was here watching it, and this year I'm here in it, so it's going to be amazing.
What is it about the Royal Albert Hall that makes it such a great place for a musician?
It's just the atmosphere is incredible and it looks so beautiful and the acoustics are really good as well, so it just put it all together and it sounds amazing. I can't wait for the finished product and I can't wait to watch it back when it gets broadcasted.
Get me down. Gonna take it the way that I found it.
I got the music in me. 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 I got the music in me.
They say that life is circles,
a man in the way that I
in you.
I've Got the Music in Me performed earlier this year at the Royal Albert Hall. Now, as well as the Royal Marine Commandos, Forces Entertainers Ensor also came into being during the Second World War. This next character, Brian Lloyd, is paying tribute to the musical morale raisers in his performance. He's been with the band on and off for the last 40 years.
I joined in 1979. I did leave it for a stage, so I had a little bit of time outside the Marines, so I was a driving instructor at the time. But then I decided that music was the thing that I wanted to do and carry on, so I joined back again, and here I am since then.
And how many times have you been in the Royal Albert Hall?
Oh, this could be my 12th, I think.
And what have been some of the most memorable concerts for you?
Well, to be honest with you, every time I come to this place, it's always memorable to me. But I have had a chance to do solos on the stage, and one of my favourite ones was doing an Elvis Presley medley, because he's my hero, and it was fantastic to do that.
And that's a great thing about the band, the variety of music on offer.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I've done many things, orchestras, concert bands, playing the piano.
As an experienced member of the band, what's it like when you see new recruits coming through and arriving at the Albert Hall for the first time?
If they dare come up to speak to me, I can just put them in the right direction, because and tell them how wonderful it is, and to make sure that they remember this first time that they come to the Albert Hall, because it's fantastic every time.
Do you remember your first time?
No.
So looking ahead to the concert itself, what can we look forward to from you?
From me, I'm going to do a little bit of George Formby, a little tribute to a thing called Ensor, which, so I believe, is all the entertainers used to go around to all the camps just doing some entertaining. And I've learnt the ukulele. I've tried to learn it anyway, you know, to make it look authentic anyway.
And can we have a little tease of what we can expect from the evening?
So what it's going to be is, I'm leaning on a lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp, or you may think I'm hanging round to steal a car. And that's all you're going to get.
And that's it. Thank you very much.
Hear those marching feet down that village street. It's the Home Guard going on parade. Every mother's son shouldering a gun, out to show the stuff of which they're made. We're all set to win. Now I'll tell you all about the mob that I am in. When the lads of the village get cracking and the whole platoon turns out, off we go, rain or snow, just like proper soldiers all in a row. And the pub on the right, we stayed overnight, and the barmaid smiled at me. I brought my pyjamas, now don't say a word. I used to be a butcher, and so I came prepared. When the lads of the village get cracking, on the road to victory.
From George Formby to another British musical institution now, Tom Jones is celebrating his 80th birthday this year. Paying homage to his illustrious career, it's time to hear one of his greatest hits in big band fashion.
I saw the lights on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. yes, she deceived me. I watched and went out of my mind. My, 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 Delilah. Why, Delilah? I could see that girl was no good for me. But I was lost like a slave that no man could free. Knife in my hand, and she left no more. My, 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 Delilah. Why, Delilah? So before they come to break down the door, give me Delilah, I just couldn't take any more. Forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take any more.
The mast bands of Her Majesty's Royal Marines paying tribute to Sir Tom Jones, an insight into the huge variety of styles and songs performed at this year's concert. Now, it's a monumental effort from each and every band member who find it so special to them.
This is such a great event, an annual event for the band service calendar, and not just the band service, but our naval service. So to be able to perform for three performances to a packed out Royal Albert Hall with four of the five bands, it's an absolute highlight in the year. And it's not just from a personal point of view, but I know for the whole of the band service, we all love this.
You can come off stage and you'll be absolutely buzzing. To be on the stage and hear 5,000 people applauding, that's quite a sound to hear that coming at you.
I believe it's your last performance here today.
It is, it'll be my last, yeah, very emotional. As I say, 30 years served in the Corps, finished in December this year, so.
What a way to finish it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely the highlight of my career, no doubt, finishing here.
I'm Jess Bracey. Thank you for joining us on BFBS, the Forces Station, for the 2020 Mountbatten Festival of Music, performed at the Royal Albert Hall in March by the master bands of Her Majesty's Royal Marines. Now, for me personally, it was certainly a concert that brought a lump to my throat and many tears to the eye. And there's no more fitting way to end this musical extravaganza than the song Sunset.